In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Brothers and sisters, when you read the gospel, read it with the intent that something that you're reading is going to really speak to you. You might read a chapter, two chapters, three, but not everything that day, that moment is going to speak to you. There's some part of a story, some part of teaching, some example that someone has given, a good one or a bad one, some rebuke or some consolation that will be given to you. You find it. Search for it. Look for it hard. Be a hunter for it. When we read the gospel of the resurrection for Matins that we're going to read tonight, it's the last one of the series. It's the 11th. It has many things in it that you could hunt for and find and have great consolation to your soul and benefit to your soul. And for me, at the very beginning of the gospel is what spoke most flagrantly to me. This is right after Jesus had stood on the shore, told them to fish. They didn't recognize him. He said, let down the net on the right side of the fish, and they had done that. And they caught a huge number of fish. They couldn't bring it to shore, but Peter swam to shore because he was so excited because the Apostle John had said, it's the Lord. And then Peter goes on his own power and pulls the fish to shore, 150 and three, and yet the net was not torn. Then he says, come and dine with me. Come and have breakfast. And so after they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. Right there is enough to save your soul if you will apply it to your life. Because the Lord is asking Simon and us, do you love me? Not only do you love me, but do you love me more than these? Not only more than the apostles, more than your friends, more than your family, more than the world, more than your own life, more than your own desires, more than your own petty little ideas. Do you love me more than everything? Not just do you love me. Generally, people, when they're asked, do you love God? They say, yes, I love God. They don't qualify it. And yet, the Lord qualifies it. He says, do you love me more than these? And then he answers, after Peter says, I love thee, feed my lambs. Now, what does this mean? Well, first of all, the Lord gives a word for love, which is a high and exalted word. The word is from agape. That's the noun form. And that is a godly love. Not a love of family relations and friendship and such. It is a higher form of love. It's the way God loves. Now there's an even higher form of love that is only discussed by the fathers because it's such an advanced topic. But we won't talk about that here. But the Lord is asking Peter, do you love me as I love you? Do you love me with my kind of love? Not the world's kind of love. Not the kind of, if you give me this, I'll give you that. But do you love me as God loves? In other words, do you love me more than everything else, more than these? And Peter answers, but he answers in a qualified way. He says, I love you, but he doesn't use the same verb. He uses a lower form. Now, that could be because of humility, because he had just previously, 3 days earlier, or a few days earlier, not 3 days earlier, but a few days earlier, he had said that he didn't know the Lord three times. So it could be out of humility. But he said it in a more of a brotherly way. I love you as I love my friends. I love you as I love my family. I love you in a good way, but not in the most exalted way. But even so, the Lord kind of ignores that until later. But in this case, he ignores it, and he says, feed my lambs. So it must mean that if we truly love others as God loves them, we will act as God loves acts towards them, which means we will feed the lambs. Now, this is an important thing now, because if you have trouble with getting angry with people, if you have trouble with being upset with people, jealous with people, remember, this is not how God loves. And if you struggle to love your neighbor as God loves, things change in your life. All the things that bother you about your life, all those terrible inconveniences and even terrible catastrophes that are happening, that bother you so much, they don't seem so important when you love your neighbor. I was reading something recently about love, and it said that we love because man, we love our neighbor, that is, because man is made in the image of God. And therefore, we would love man because he is exalted by God. And that sounds correct, and it's not incorrect, but I don't think it's the whole story at all. It's not the number one reason. The reason why we love our neighbor is because God loves our neighbor, and we are made in the image of God. In other words, the reason is not that our neighbor is made in the image of God. The reason is that we are made in the image of God. We are to become like God. It doesn't matter if our neighbor hypothetically was or was not in the image of God. Of course, all men are made in the image of God. But we are to love regardless of the state of God's creatures. We are to love the ones God loves. And why? Because we are to be like God. So when the Lord is talking to Peter, he's teaching him the way of perfection, to become like God, to love others as God loves them. And this is shown by, or a natural, it's not shown per se, but it is a natural consequence of loving others as God loves them, is feeding them. So do you have trouble loving God? Do you have trouble loving your neighbor? And if you're an honest person, you'll say, yeah, I do. Well, here's the solution. Feed the sheep. Don't think it's just for bishops and just for priests and deacons and nuns and monks and holy people. We are to feed the sheep, all of us. We are to care about our brother. We are to pray for those in need. We are to offer consolation to those in need. Perhaps sometimes even counsel or even rebuke to those in need, if we are careful in doing so and do so with a good heart. We are to feed the sheep. If we do that, we learn to love. Plain and simple. This is the way of perfection, to feed the lambs. Now, I think Western Christianity has an idea that the purpose of our life is to serve God, and in serving God, we serve others. And the Eastern idea is not that at all. The Eastern idea is that we become like God, and in becoming like God, we do the things God does, which means we would serve others, since our Lord Jesus Christ became a servant to everyone. It is truly a different way of looking at it. Because if you try to force yourself to do good to people that you don't like or that you find some fault with, that only goes so far as your willpower takes you and your self-control takes you. But if the love of God is springing up within your heart, then you'll love everyone, no matter what they do, what they say, who they are. It's a different way of looking at things. And this is what Jesus is trying to teach Peter, how to love. Now, there's another thing that is just beautiful in this last gospel, matinal gospel, in that Peter is restored. Remember, Peter had denied the Lord, and this was a few days after the resurrection. It's not really told when. It, well, we know it was a third visit to the apostles. And he probably still was smarting from that. Now, things had changed. Notice how when he saw that Jesus was on the shore, he immediately swam to shore so he could get there faster than the boat. That's a sign that healing was occurring. We know that the Lord appeared to Peter on the day of the resurrection, appeared to Peter alone, and that was to counsel him, to strengthen him, to make him realize that Jesus had not rejected Peter because of his rejection. But Peter still wasn't sure. But he was sure enough to swim to land to be with the Lord as soon as possible. But he wasn't sure enough to answer the Lord with as much authority as the Lord asked him. He wasn't ready to say he loved him in that perfect way. And the Lord asked him twice, "Do you love me in this perfect way?" And after Peter answered twice in the less perfect way, then the Lord showed Peter, "This is not acceptable. This is not what you're born for. You're not born to love as the world loves. You're born to love as God loves, because you're born to become like God, to have union with God." And so he asked him in the less perfect way to drive home the point to Peter that it is not acceptable. And Peter was grieved, it says, because he asked him. He still didn't have the courage to change his answer, but he would. He would. Later on, he wrote that we would be partakers of divine nature. This is when he had acquired perfect love for his enemies, his friends, for everyone. So this gospel teaches us that we must love, not because of some sort of arbitrary rule or condition of man, but because of the condition of us with God within us. We are to become like God. So it makes sense. If we're to be like God, if we're to have union with God, we must love as God loves, and God loves the brethren. He loves the good, the bad. So we are too. But I suppose the part that really gives me the most happiness, because I'm a sinner and things go very slowly with me, is that Peter was restored. It was a process. There was some pain involved in this restoration. Peter was very pained when the Lord changed his question. But the Lord did it gently and guided Peter. And the Lord showed that he accepted Peter. Now, the transformation wouldn't really be complete until Pentecost, when Peter acquired great courage and spoke out. But even so, he was humble to the end of his days because he knew that he had fallen once. So let's take great consolation that the Lord restored Peter, he'll restore us. But we have to listen to the Lord, what the Lord is saying to us. He's saying, "Do you love me more than these?" You better answer that question. That's not just a rhetorical question. You must answer it, and you must answer it every single day. If you love the world more than God, that's not acceptable. If you're lazy, if you have any bad feelings about someone, if you have worldly ambitions, that is not acceptable. The Lord says, "Do you love me more than anything else? Prove it." Now, I know, it's tough to do. There's a lot of things that we do wrong. Well, that's where we have the restoration of Peter to guide us. Over time, the Lord will heal us just as he healed Peter. Now, it happened to Peter in a few days, basically 50 days or so, from Pascha. But it will happen to us over our lifetime. And brothers and sisters, do you love God more than anything else? If you do, then you will feed his lambs. And if you don't, then make sure to feed his lambs so that you can learn to love God above all things. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.